This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Hage Ani. Both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned for the day following opposition uproar over various issues. The Rajya Sabha was first adjourned till 12 noon and then finally for the day, while the proceedings of the Lok Sabha were first adjourned till 2 p.m. before being finally adjourned for the day. External Affairs Ministry today said the sourcing of India's defence requirements is determined solely by countries' national security imperatives and strategic assessments. Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this while briefing media in New Delhi in reply to a query on defence procurements. On energy sourcing, the spokesperson asserted that New Delhi is guided by what is on offer in the markets and by the prevailing global circumstances. Responding to a query on India-Russia ties, the spokesperson said bilateral relationships with various countries stand on their own merit and should not be seen from the prism of a third country. He stressed that India and Russia have a steady and time-tested partnership. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu has said that the state is set to commission 19,000 megawatts of clean and renewable hydropower by 2035. In a social media post, the Chief Minister emphasized that the initiative goes beyond electricity generation. He said it aims to create employment for the youth, improve roads, schools and infrastructure, and ensure equitable development by sharing resource-based wealth with local communities. Highlighting major projects like Kameng, Subansiri and Dibang, he said the initiative would bring hope, opportunity and dignity to even the most remote villages. Mr. Khandu stated that the state government envisions Arunachal as not just a scenic frontier but as a key contributor to India's sustainable energy future. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main today announced an increase in the annual grants and aid of the Donyi Polo Mission School for the Hearing and Visually Impaired Itanagar from Rs. 1 crore to 1 crore 40 lakhs to 2 crore and to allocate 5 crore corpus fund for long-term sustainability of the school. The announcement was made during the workshop of Let's Speak Arunachal on the theme Empowering Youth Voices and Building Pathways hosted at the school. The DCM assured to incorporate both the commitments in the upcoming state annual budget for the next financial year. The initiative is aimed at nurturing leadership and amplifying the voices of differently abled youth through public speaking and civic engagement. The District Road Safety Committee today convened a meeting to finalize plans for the upcoming road safety awareness programs scheduled for the last week of August 2025. During the meeting, Deputy Commissioner Vishakha Yadav emphasized that the DRSC's plans should focus on practical, low-cost yet impactful interventions. She urged representatives from automobile firms represented to actively participate in the Road Safety Week and contribute towards the capital expenditure involved. In the meantime, DC Yadav has directed the Highway Division authorities of Nahalagan and Zero to ensure that government-mandated road safety tips and guidelines are prominently displayed at key locations before the commencement of the Awareness Week. In a tragic continuation of human-elephant conflicts in Tirap district, a third fatal incident occurred at Thaloth village in Tirap district yesterday. The deceased was attacked and killed by a wild elephant between 9 and 10 p.m. within his residential premises. Meanwhile, Chief Conservator of Forest Deomali, Chimoy Simai, has advised local residents to remain vigilant and avoid leaving food waste as it attracts elephants. Furthermore, he announced plans to convene an emergency coordination meeting involving the Forest Department, District Administration, local chiefs, ZPMs and Gaon Buras to develop a comprehensive strategy to address the issue. The Shiksha Sathi Dibang initiative was officially launched by the Department of Panchayati Raj Anini yesterday in partnership with the Department of Education and Hope Defence. This groundbreaking initiative aims to deliver crucial career counselling sessions in schools throughout Dibang Valley, preparing our youth for success in their future. The inaugural session was held at PM Shri Upper Primary School, Angolin, where over 45 eager students and their parents came together to explore their future possibilities. The India Met Department has issued a yellow alert for 22 districts in Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has predicted thunderstorms with lightning and heavy rain very likely at isolated places. Meanwhile, IMD has said that the second half of the southwest monsoon season is expected to deliver above normal rainfall exceeding 106% of the long period average across the country. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.